Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, Pitt fans? Welcome back to another episode of In the Trenches here on the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network. I'm Noah Hiles, Pitt Athletics beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and joining me as always are my co-hosts for this show, Jake Cradle and Gavin Bartholomew. Fellas, another week, another loss, 2-7 on the season. Florida State, tough opponent and just a tough outcome. You guys held strong in this one, and we're going to recap it now. I guess we'll start with this. You guys are playing toe-to-toe with the number four team in the country for three quarters, especially in that first half. What's it like on the sideline while that's going on? Because you've both been a part of some big upsets. What's it like? Did it have that feeling in the first half that, like, oh, this is like Louisville? Did it feel like that? Did it have those vibes?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just – I mean, we know we can compete with anyone, like we've talked in previous weeks. And I feel like it had that vibe of like, hey, like, if we really execute and do our job and just make sure we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, like, we have a chance to win this. We can take this down to the last, you know, couple minutes and see, just slug it out and see who wins. But I mean, like you said, after the first half, we kind of, second half, we just shot ourselves in the foot, you know. I mean, I didn't really protect Christian that well in the second half. And then I felt like it just kind of fell apart, and they any mistake we had or, you know, miscue, they took advantage of it and kind of showed why they're number 14 in the country. So, I mean, but like you said, I think truly in the first half, it felt like, all right, like we're going to shock the world. We're going to come out of here with a win, and we're going to knock the number 14 off. And, you know, if we would have kept doing what we were doing in that first half, executing, we would have been fine. But, you know, that's why got to finish better, but yeah, that's all I got there.
Yeah, I mean, on the sideline, it was kind of like everyone was pretty positive, I'd say. Everyone was like cool, calm, and collective. I mean, obviously, almost like we've done it before, kind of like Louisville in a way, I guess you could say. So, we just couldn't really get anything going offensively. You know, we struggled with penalties, run game wasn't really there, neither was the pass, and you know, turning the ball over doesn't really help. So I'm just cleaning up on those things. And yeah.
So just looking at the offense, because it feels like you guys are moving the football more than you have been in the first half of the season. Would you agree with that? Do you feel like, because some people, they point at the numbers and, you know, the completion percentage is down, the run game's still not there. But would, as two guys who are part of this offense, do you feel like this offense has made strides this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think we made a lot of strides since Christian took over. I think we're more explosive, or, you know, we're having more success in the pass game, you know, deep, I would say, in the deep ball. And, you know, that's going to open up the run game. I mean, if we can just get the run game established, and that starts with us up front. I mean, we got to really, you know, just execute. Like, I mean, I say it every week. It's so repetitive, but, I mean, it's the truth. Like, if we just do what we're coached to do and, you know, assignments and alignments and just make holes to running backs, they'll hit them. We have good running backs in the backfield, but if we can open the run game up more, I mean, this offense is going to open up way more. And that's where I think this offense thrives, is when you have a successful run game, because then you can do play action off those run plays we have. And then you can, you know, take shots to, you know, Gavin and the wide receivers. So, I mean, that's one thing. Hopefully these last three games we can get figured out and become more explosive and, you know, get three wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've improved a lot. it's just the drive killers that are getting us, you know, the pre-snap penalties. And, you know, when you're starting back deep like that, you know, it kind of forces you to almost try and, you know, get to the sticks. So it doesn't really open anything up. But like Cradle said, you know, if we can get the run game going and the pass game going, you know, we can be a lethal team. And we just got to get to it.
So, guys, obviously this past loss knocked you out of bowl contention. I just have to ask, were you guys – was the goal to reach a bowl? Obviously, at the start of the season, it was. But when things kind of started falling apart and it became clear that this wasn't going to be the season that you had hoped it would be, like, did you go into Florida State thinking, hey, we win this one, we finish perfect in November again, we get back to a bowl, we have a happy ending? Or was it so week by week that a bowl really hasn't been in your thoughts for a long time?
No, honestly, that's a great question. I think we came in the Sunday before Florida State and kind of same thing we did in 2022. We kind of circled November and said, look, like, they only remember what you do in November. We circled those four games and said, look, if we can win these all, which, I mean, they're all winnable. I mean, Florida State, like you said, we went toe-to-toe in the first half, and then they beat us in the second half. But, I mean, we win that game, you get the ball rolling, you know. You start winning these games, you get the 6-6, and you go in a bowl game. You're above 500, and that was definitely our goal and definitely something we wanted to achieve. But now that's out the door. Now it's just kind of like, look, let's go week by week and win each game and get to 5-7. And I mean, it's not a good season, but it's a better season than where we're at right now. So that's our goal, you know, moving forward.
Gavin,
yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it's a little bit of – yeah, it's like a little bit of both of what you said. I mean, you're taking it week by week, but like – I mean, me personally, like, I'm not thinking, like, week by week, oh, you know, if we win this, we can get to a bowl. I mean, obviously, against Florida State, we had to win to get to a bowl. But, you know, it's really just a week by week thing. And, you know, you want to win the week and then go 4-0 in November. And that's what we were trying to do. And fortunately, fell short last week. So,
all right. So we're going to actually pivot here. I said originally that we were just going to do two segments, but I had a bright idea that just popped in my head for a middle segment. So, you guys don't know what's coming here, but I think you'll enjoy it. Jake, do you want to go and give it your ad read here before we move on to the middle segment of the show?
Yep. And the Huddle was brought to you by the one place in Pittsburgh where you can caffeinate and create Brushes and Beans Cafe in Murraysville. At Brushes and Beans Cafe, you can enjoy a delicious latte, cappuccino, cold brew, and much more while relaxing and creating your very own masterpiece. For more information, visit our website at www.brushesandbeanscafe.com. Or give them a call at 724-610-3782.
All right. So, guys, this week you play at Yankee Stadium. You're playing Syracuse. So, first off, I just want to ask, I mean, are you guys excited to play at Yankee Stadium? Jake, I've seen you at Pirate Games. I know you're a baseball guy. Gavin, I see you posting about the Phillies all the time on your IG story. Did you guys grow up playing baseball? Are you baseball fans?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up playing baseball when I was younger for, you know, I think 5 to 6 years. I mean, honestly, wasn't that good at it, but I enjoy going to games and, you know, just sitting out there in the Bud Light outfield and, you know, having myself a few cold ones. But it's something I enjoy watching. And it's something, I mean, me and Gavin in the past, you know, months just kind of sat down in the basement and watched the playoffs, watched the Phillies, you know, go deep and wish they would have won. I've been pretty cool to see them win. But, yeah, no, I'm a big baseball fan.
Gavin?
Yeah, I played baseball pretty much all throughout my life. I quit going into my junior year. But, yeah, I mean, I've always loved baseball. I actually thought that was my sport, but it turns out it wasn't. So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So for a game this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to have a draft, us three. And we're each going to pick three players who we would add to the Pitt football team. We're going to – so three Major League Baseball players, I should say. And they could be current or past. I'll keep the list here. You guys just need to make a pick. But we'll go through. So you have to name a player. We'll say current or they had to have played a game in your lifetime. So like you guys can't say like Willie Stargell or Roberto Clemente or Jackie Robinson or somebody. You have to say someone that you grew up watching or currently watch. And you have to say who they are, like your pick. What position you would have, and give a little bit of a reason behind it. You get it? Got the gist of it? All right. Who wants first pick, Jake or Gavin? Which one wants to go first?
Gavin, go first.
I'll go.
All right, Gavin, yeah. You got the first overall pick.
Probably Aaron Judge. I'd probably go tight end, honestly. That or like D end. I feel like that'd be like his best spot. You know, he's big body, strong, physical dude. I feel like that'd be a good spot.
All right.
So and then
– wait, hang on. So you got one pick, and then we're going to move it over. So
– oh, I gotcha.
But do you want him at D end or tight end? I gotcha.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to go DN.
Okay. Jake, you're on the clock now.
I'll take Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, where are you playing? Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm playing. Shit, I think Mike Trout's going to be my Mike linebacker. I think that dude can run and hit. I mean, he's solid, like, athletic. Kind of like, I don't know. I think dude's a stud. I mean, he's a brick house. So I think that's my Mike linebacker.
Okay. All right, so my first pick, I will go with, and Gavin, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm going to get Kyle Schwarber, and I'm going to make him a fullback.
Ooh.
Mm.
I think that Kyle Schwarber, if it's third and short, Frank Cignetti has a weapon on third and short with Schwarber in the backfield. I know he tore his ACL in 2016, but I still think if you need 3 yards, Kyle Schwarber can get you 3 yards. So that'll be my pick. And then I get a second one because it's snake draft here. I will go with my second pick. I'll go with – you know what? I'm going to go – again, this was in my lifetime playing. I'm going to go with Joe Mauer. I'm sure you remember him, Twins catcher. He was, I believe, the number one quarterback in the country his senior year of high school, and he chose baseball instead. So I'm going to go Joe Mauer as a quarterback. Jake, you're on the clock now.
All right, this one might be cheating, but what about Deion Sanders, man?
That's actually a really good pick. I mean, were you alive when Deion Sanders played?
I mean, baseball? I was. I was born in 99. He played up until what?
Let me see.
2000.
He's got it right in front of him.
I don't.
He
played his last baseball game in 2001. So we'll give it to you.
All right. Put him at corner and wide receiver. He's going to be like Travis Hunter, you know what I mean?
That's not a bad pick. All right. Gavin?
I'm going to go with Trey Turner, and I'm going to put him at slot.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys play in Boo City, you know, but the Phillies, they were actually cheering for him and they got him going. So is that the mentality that you would need positive reinforcement to get him going again like that? Are you familiar with that story as a Phillies fan?
Yeah, I heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So your final pick, Gavin.
Keep it Philly. Ryan Howard, put him at tackle.
Ryan Howard at tackle?
Yeah.
He wasn't that fat, was he?
I mean, he couldn't move very well. Like, he couldn't. I feel like that's the only place you probably would be able to play football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe.
Jake, you're on the clock.
Man. give me Josh Harrison. I'm gonna put him. He's gonna be my like do it all guy. He's gonna play a little bit of running back, a little bit in the slot. He's gonna be a gadget guy.
I wrote OW, offensive weapon.
Yes.
For you. That's, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So my final pick. and this might be a niche one, but we'll go with Jabba Chamberlain. Are you familiar with who that is?
I've heard the name. I can't put
it. Go ahead and look up Jabba Chamberlain. We're putting him right at a two technique, just right up the middle. He is just going right up the gut. He's plugging it all up, and he's stopping the run. He's not going to be playing three downs, especially in the shape he's probably in now. But Jabba Chamberlain, who played on the same field as you guys, will be playing on Saturday. Yes, was a hoss if you've ever seen one. So, all right. So those are the teams. Jake's got Mike Trout at middle linebacker, Dion at wideout and DB, and Josh Harrison. I got to tell you, I think Jake's got us, Gavin, in this draft. He's got some studs.
Yeah.
I got Schwarber at fullback, Joe Mauer at quarterback, and Jabba Chamberlain at defensive tackle. Gavin's got Aaron Judge, Trey Turner, and Ryan Howard. Yeah, I like my team the least. I like your guys' teams a lot more. So we'll get back. Did you guys enjoy this? Did you enjoy this audible, or could we have gone with
that? I did. That was awesome.
Okay.
No, that was good. Yeah, it was fun.
Right. All right, cool. But oh, real quick also, favorite baseball player of all time for both of you.
Oh, man. Huh. I'm trying to think. I'd say McCutcheon.
Honestly,
Go ahead, Jake.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my bad. I think McCutcheon. That's just, I mean, that guy's been here forever, and just love the way he plays. Good player. It's easy to root for a guy like that.
Growing up, my favorite player was Cliff Lee. I don't know why.
Okay.
Pitcher. Yeah. I don't know why. He's just my favorite player.
I can get behind Cliff Lee. So mine was, I mean, McCutcheon's the easy answer for anyone who grew up in Western Pennsylvania. Yeah. But like growing up, like the Pirates were so bad during my childhood. Like my favorite players for the Pirates were like Jason Bay, like yes. Jack Wilson, you know, Jason Kendall, Brian Giles, like those guys. So like my actual favorite player when I was younger was Derek Jeter. Like, cause I always wanted to watch playoff baseball. And when I was little, like the Yankees were incredible. So that's why like I'm super stoked to go to Yankee Stadium, because I only got a chance to see Jeter play once. I've never been to Yankee Stadium, and I've watched a lot of games in the Bronx, both at the old one and the new one. So it'll be cool. So hopefully I get to go down there on the field with you guys pregame and, you know, stand on the same ground that my boy Jeets once played on. So
that is crazy. I'll tell you, funny thing. I thought I saw, so Jock Peterson, I saw him like Monday Night Football or something. He played with Devontae Adams and led their team in receptions and yards and touchdowns his senior year.
There you go. That's the draft snub in our draft.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to get into the final segment of the show. Gavin, who is it brought to us by?
This segment is sponsored by Rendine Consulting, helping companies staff integrate and optimize their technology systems. Call 412-965-5933 for your technology needs.
All right, guys. As we always do, we start this off with First Down, which is a headline. I actually want to talk to you about something I wrote. I did an analysis on your team's penalties. Obviously, penalties has been a problem for your team. You guys lead the ACC with 78 penalties, lead it with average yards per game and total penalty yardage. But I was looking, and I just kind of want to get your thoughts on this number. You guys have had 26 full starts this season. And to build off of that, you had 7 delay of games. So those, you combine those two, and over 75% of your offensive penalties this year have come before the ball snapped. Just want to get your take on why you think that's the case. What do you think's going wrong there where you guys are making an error before, you know, the play even begins?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, in practice, like, we do penalties and stuff, and we've kind of had, like, I wouldn't say a decent amount of false starts, but it's been, like, a repetitive thing that we've, like, kind of said it correlates. Like, I mean, when you jump off sides in practice, you usually do it in the game, and that's where I think in practice this week we've been much better. So hopefully that translates into the game of us not, you know, having false starts and you know, I guess delay of game penalties. But I just think that's one of those things where, like, we have to clean up. Like, we have to stop thinking as much. We just got to go up the line. Like, I mean, if we have to over-communicate it, like, hey, it's on, you know, the first hut, second hut, or whatever, you know what I mean? Just, like, honestly, just tell the guy beside you, you know, just make it a lot easier so people aren't thinking. But I just think it'd be, like, people just thinking too much about the play and not the snap count and vice versa and causing people to just, you know, get out of their element and jump, which is something that, like you said, we have to eliminate. That's just one of those things that kills you. It's drive stoppers. It's puts you from first down to first and 15, and then you have a different call. It's hard to run it on first and 15. You know you want to pass it, like, to get back to the sticks, and it's like you just want to have efficient plays and start off the drive the right way and not have those drive killers.
Yeah, like he said, I mean, it's one of those things where you could practice 1,000 times and get it right, but, like, as soon as you get in a game, like, you lose focus for 1 second, and then you just forget what, like, the snap count is, and, you know, it's killing us, and it's something we got to eliminate, and, you know, we're working on it at practice, and hopefully we can just translate it over to the game.
All right, we move now to the second thing. Say something nice. Say something nice about Syracuse.
They're a talented team. They're a team that pretty much, I think, on defensive side ball, like, we saw, like, the same guys. I don't know if they really graduated too many guys, but just playing them from last year to this year, I pretty much think it was, like, the same guys. And you know, they've got a lot better. I mean, when you have a team that just, you know, can retain guys and, you know, keep growing in their system and learning their system and stuff like that, you see that on film. And, you know, they're flying around. They have a lot of they do a lot of stunts, a lot of movements and stuff to throw the offense off and, you know, try to just get home to the quarterback. So I'm super excited for the challenge and, you know, play them in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team, like Jake said. You know, been going against the same guys they got for the past year or two. You know, they do a lot of different stunts and stuff up front that, you know, we've been working on and mastering this week. So it'll be fun to see it this week.
Third part of this is practice player of the week. Guys, who are your picks for that?
I'm going to take Rodney Hammond, man. That's my guy. He's been working his tail off, you know, hasn't had the production I'm sure he's wanted to have, you know, so far through 9 games. But I think it's a guy that if we up front do our job, he can really open it up and help us become two-dimensional, you know. So I think it's a guy to look for this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with defensive guy, Deon Hayes. I thought this week at practice going against him, you know, he was doing a great job. The scout team, like the O-line and tight end, said that he was tearing it up, doing a great job this week with their installs. So I'm excited to see him tear it up this week.
And last but certainly not least, key to victory. How does Pitt take down Syracuse? 5 words or less.
Limit the penalties and be explosive.
That is way more than 5 words.
Yeah. I'm going to say no turnovers.
All right. I'll add one in. How about just get it done? There we
G-I-D.
Go.
G-I-D.
Yeah.
G-I-D.
There you go.
Blue Vase it.
Yeah, Blue Vase it, right?
Blue Vase
it,
yeah.
You can see it in the
Blue
background here. Yep, there it is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's looming over me still. All right, guys, any final thoughts as we wrap up another show?
Let's just go win.
No.
I like to win.
Yeah.
Let's go win games.
All right, fair enough. I like to write about wins, so that would be great. All right,
yeah.
So for Gavin, for Jake, I'm Noah Hiles signing off saying keep tuning in to In the Trenches and keep – subscribe to the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network for all of your Pittsburgh sports coverage by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Take care.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.